his head.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, did you ever have anything you call hush puppies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You had those?
Yes.
And what about corn dodgers? Did you ever hear?
Well, that corn dodger was what was made out with her hand, just a big cone, you know.
Oh, it would be the same as the... It'd be like a big pond.
Yeah. Well, we made a lot of, we called it shortening bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
yeah?
The cracklings in it, you know, ground up her cracklings from the lard.
Oh, yeah.
And grind them up and then put that in her cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we loved it. That season that, you know, made
oh,
it good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you call that shortening bread.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, we eat that with sweet milk, and I'll tell you it's good.
Was that good? That's really interesting. Now, what about, of course, there are two kinds of breads, and the homemade kind, and the kind you buy at the store, you call that?
Light bread.
Mm-hmm. And it's, and, or maybe store-bought bread?
Yeah, we say store-bought bread, and they can eat that bread.
Mm-hmm. And what about something that people would have, like, for dessert, and it's fried, and it's got a hole in the middle, and it's fried in deep fat?
No. Donuts.
Yeah, that's what you'd have those?
Yeah, made them.
And what about for breakfast? Sometimes you'd have some things you'd make up a batter and fry about three or four of them at a time.
Pancakes.
Yeah, did you have those?
Yeah.
Did you, in the old days, did they call them pancakes?
Mm-hmm.
They always,
Did
you ever hear anybody call them splitters?
Yes, yeah, well, we call them that too.
Sometimes.
They're just pancakes.
And talking about an egg, what do you call the inside part of the egg?
The yellow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the outside you call the
white.
And then if you were to cook eggs in hot water, you'd say...
Boil them.
And then you'd call them...
Boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. You're so smart. And what about if you cracked them and then you let them fall out of the shell into the hot water and cooked them?
Poached eggs?
Yeah. And now, I wonder, have you ever seen anybody slaughter a hog?
Do what?
Have you seen anybody slaughter a hog?
No, I guess.
You have? You've seen that lots of times, then,
yeah.
I guess. Well, when they slaughter a hog, what do you call that meat between the ham and the shoulder?
Middling.
Oh, yeah.
Middling,
and now, what would they do with that meat?
Well, we'd salt it down, you know, and then we'd just fry it like it'd be the bacon, you know.
Oh, I see.
Like the bacon we buy now.
Yeah,
that was the bacon.
Oh.
And then, of course, we'd fix the hams, you know, and the shoulders, different to what we did the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'd have hams way up in the summer, you know, and fix them. We'd always had to get us some in it.
Oh, you did?
And,
yeah.
And we'd salt them down, you know, and then take them up and wash them after we laid in the salt so long, and hang them up and dry them out. And sausage. I used to can 100 quarts of sausage.
You don't mean it.
Oh, yes.
Oh.